You're listening to Radio Catskill. This is your community radio station. I'm Jason Dole, keeping you connected. When the pandemic crippled the national food supply system, folks started turning to local and regional farms and food businesses. Now there's an effort in Wayne and Pike counties to create a resource for consumers to find these local producers more easily. Joining us now to talk about this is Jenna Mauder from the Cooperage Project, partnering on the new food guide. Thank you for joining us, Jenna.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Don't do good. As long as I don't turn my own microphone off, I'm doing good. this has been an ongoing thing. I mean, one of the big things of the pandemic is that it reminded everybody that food insecurity is an issue anyway, and now it's become even more of an issue. But it seems like, you know, food distribution efforts in Wayne County have like come and gone. Like it's been shifting right along through this. I mean, people keep doing what they can to help, but it keeps changing forms. Is this an effort to just try to like focus some of those efforts?
Yeah, at the start of the state closure, I mean, we saw that firsthand at the Cooperage Project in Honesdale. People started coming to us for in partnering with the school district. They came and were getting some of the meals the school was handing out for children, and it became immediately evident how big of a problem this was. So, we saw people wanting to connect with local producers, not only because the large supply chain crippled, but also because they were turning their trust back to that, community neighbor person. I can see the face of the person who's growing and processing my products. So we want to make it easier for people to find them, not only the people who have lived here for a long time, but people that are moving here. We've seen a big boom because of COVID. People are trying to come and, grab a piece of that greenscape that we have in this area. So this website is kind of the start of this map that already exists on our page, cooperageproject.org, and also at waynetomorrow.com has a great list of resources for people in our area that are looking for food access. You can find this map, but the idea for the bigger map is to really highlight and showcase these local producers and local food businesses that are doing such a great job. I mean, they're really taking care of their community and stepping up and helping out when it's really needed. We had lots of donations come in for the county and for our pantry efforts, and it was fantastic. So, we want to answer the question of where can I buy food locally, and also, be a way of showcasing what a great job they do at providing our community with amazing products.
Great. And that's basically putting a spotlight on another thing that I felt was emerging from this, as you said, that people were starting to take more notice of their local food producers and being able to connect with them. But like you say, it was being done ad hoc. So this is, I was asking farmers, talking to farmers who felt like this was an opportunity for them to actually have people, reinvesting essentially in local food production and having more security over their food locally. So it sounds like this is an effort to just really make that upfront, open, out, and easier for everybody to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And we went food businesses who were trying to purchase from local producers, that whole local food movement, keeping the dollar in the local economy, bringing that food system round and round from start to finish, make it easier for them to find producers that they can possibly wholesale with, or buy large quantities and keep it in stock, providing seasonal products for their customers in prepared products as well as being able to obtain it raw locally.
And I guess this could... Do you think this would encourage then more businesses to start using locally produced food products?
I don't see why it couldn't. And we've seen a lot of networking happening in recent months, and it's been really great. People like Lake Region IGA and, some other local restaurants along Main Street have really reached out to the producers that are doing it, you know, miles from them, and having that comfort and security of knowing that I can know ahead of time if I'm going to have a problem. I'm not going to have to wait for that door to close in my face, because this farmer is going to be honest with me, you know, and give me a little bit of lead time of like, hey, frost's coming, not sure if those tomatoes are going to make it. You know, you kind of have that neighborly experience. So, you know, people have, because we've kind of been disconnected from the outside and kind of brought back to home, you know, in a very metaphoric kind of way of thinking at it. Everybody's looking at, you know, I want to stay close to home, and I want to see who's growing my food. And, you know, that was the only thing we could do for a little while. We were stuck at home, or we could go outside, and you started driving around and reconnecting with your home place. And we saw the farmers still working. They didn't stop. And it's great to see that so many people are remembering the farmer and purchasing from them and continuing to do that, even as we're entering winter here. And we'll see what happens, you know, in the climate. But we're going to make sure that everybody can find food locally here in our area.
Okay, we were going to ask you when you thought that you would have this up and running, but like you said, I just went to WayneTomorrow.com, and I think I'm looking at it. I'm looking at it. It looks like an interactive, like almost Google Maps-style map, but I'm seeing all these color-coded icons. Some of them, there's like little orange storefront icons, and then there's green, red, and blue farm icons. Mm-hmm. What do those represent broadly, if you know?
Color represents a different producer. When you click on them, it'll bring them up. So I believe blue is your dairy producers, you know, green are your vegetables, orange are your market. There's a red one there for meat producers. Just to kind of give you an idea of if you're looking for vegetables, you can find, you know, hit all those green ones. This right now is a Google map created by Derek Williams at Canal Towns. We have to give him a shout out for being able to create this for us to start embedding all of the farmers that are filling out the application. It's not even really application, registration form. It's free to be listed on here if you're a local producer, farmer. We've really been sticking with Pike and Wayne counties as we're getting this started, but we're hoping to grow if we establish partnerships and funding sources to help us define a regional base for this, as it's going to end up standing on its own standalone domain page, and incorporating the agritourism and the food businesses. But right now, farmers can enter their information here so people know where to find these local products.
I'm looking at, I clicked on the one that was the northernmost little icon that we've got is just on the Pennsylvania side of the river from Hancock, New York. And it comes up Chicken Librarian, which is something I never even heard of before. And that's a fun name.
Yeah, Chicken Librarian has some cooking classes, and she makes little kits that you can purchase and do some homesteading, making cheese and stuff like that.
That's great. You know, just as a side note, we spoke yesterday with kind of the national go-to person for New York's Farm Bureau, because there's word of about $14 billion in additional funds coming available for farmers. And one of the interesting takeaways from that conversation that we had yesterday was that in this round of funding, the powers that be and the experts are estimating that there'll be enough to go around, even though it's a small window to apply. But in this go around, there also are additional agribusiness products that could get relief funding due to COVID-19, including things like hemp, Christmas trees, wine, grapes, soap, honey, bison,
just flour.
Yeah.
They just really started opening that up more and more as they realized how COVID was impacting so many different areas of agriculture. So, yeah, lots of people should be checking that out.
It also underscores, you know, just the wide range of, you know, like there's meat and dairy and vegetables, and those are like the big three that you think of when you think of farming. But there's so many other products that come from local farms.
Oh, definitely. I mean, you know, maple and honey, you know, everybody thinks of those sweets and, you know, ice cream. You know, we've got great producers in our area for things like that. But Pennsylvania's primary, you know, big economy driver is lumber, forestry, and that's part of ag, too. So We can pretty much sustain ourselves here locally with all the producers we have if you look at just meeting your basic needs, you know?
Right.
We want to make sure that you can find them.
Right,
so that's
right.
The start of this this map here, just starting with those farms and food producers. But, you know, we really want to see this grow. And we're starting to get support. Hickory Hill Foundation has been helping out the Cooperage Project with their ag initiative. And Pike Conservation Fund is helping us out with the startup costs on the standalone website for a web designer. We're also looking for web designers. So if anybody out there is listening, you can find the RFP on our website, and that application period is still open. We're accepting applications till October 16th. And we really want to make sure that this is a site that's going to tell the story. So if there's some, you know, young kids out there that have grown up really connected to agriculture in some way, and you just so happen to be really handy with mapping and web designing, you should check out the RFP, because you never know, you might be the one that could help us out with this.
Okay, and where can people see that again?
The CooperageProject.org. We have all the links for the map, the RFP, the registration form that farms can fill that out, and you get uploaded pretty instantaneously. Agland Preservation Program at Pike County has been helping us out, Jessica Yoder, with this. She's been a great partner, and all the partners with Wayne Tomorrow have been really helpful with helping to see this and spread the word about this resource.
And just to recap then, so you're looking for somebody, possibly somebody that's got connection to agriculture in the area to help you develop this web, for the web. But from the general public, you're just also looking for people to be aware that this is available so they can make use of it. And for farmers, you want them to be aware that it's there so that they can register and get on it, correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we'll even take suggestions. You can message me through the Cooperage Project's Facebook page or on our website. And we're happy to, you know, make sure that this is going to tell the story that, you know, we want our region to have up front and out there for everybody.
Yeah. So there's something there to see right now. It's still being built, and you are really open to the community participating in building this.
Yeah, I mean, one of the things we've come back to a few times in talking with local producers and farmers is that ag is our culture in this area. When you think of what defines a region, you don't have to drive too far in any one direction to realize that things are grown here and harvested, and people are proud of that. And, you know, we want to make sure that that story is being told as well as it can.
Okay, that's great. And we've only got 1 minute here. Is there anything else that you want folks to know about that's going on at the Cooperage?
We're just starting to gear back up into offering some public events and programming. So checking out our website and staying connected is probably the best thing you can do right now. And we want to know what everybody's itching to get back into. We have some live streaming concerts going on our Facebook page. And we'll be starting to have some small in-person events coming up. What are you missing? What are you wanting to get out and do with your friends? And we're going to try to meet the community's needs as we always have, whether it be, you know, starting back up a pantry for food assistance or offering some of those events. We're going to try to do that the way we always have and be there for the community. And we appreciate everybody's support through all of this. It's been amazing to see everybody come together and work together, which is something that, I think we're needing to see more of. So we're really proud to be in Homesdale and in Wayne County and connected with WJFF and really happy to.
All right. Well, Jenna, thank you. Thank you so much for joining us. Jenna Mauder from the Cooperage Project. Thank you.